Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I'm super excited about today. You know, this is the day that we do lifestyle of the rich and not the fast. But what's exciting is every Monday we bring to a calm with a meditation, a beautiful prayer. And so I'm super grateful to remind you that this is The Love Journey. And yes, you tuned in to this beautiful episode. And they call it the prayer, but I call it the prayer. Welcome to The Love Journey. We're going to get started by playing a beautiful song, and then we're going to bring our land. I think we just sometimes stick to my heart by finding the corner.
If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your
holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know what to do.
Give me your holy word now.
Hear from you.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ingram. We're going to bring in Queen Arlene like we do every Monday. And Arlene Cahet is our, she brings this beautiful prayer and meditation each and every Monday. And we just want to thank you, Queen. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning, family. So let us go ahead and get started. And if you're able to, go ahead and close your eyes and take in three cleansing breaths that are coming from your primordial essence. Go ahead and inhale and exhale. Two more times, inhale and exhale. One more time, inhale and exhale. Now in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that is coming from the source of creation. And I want you to see it coming from the source of creation, permeating down to the crown of your head. And everywhere this light touches brings you in complete alignment with the divine I am. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am that is within you and within the world. Feel it permeating down to the crown of your head and down your face, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with this source of creation. Feel that golden beam of light bring you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Feel it come down your face, in your neck, in your shoulders, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the source of creation. Everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am that is within you and within the world. Feel it come down your shoulders, your arms, your chest, down to your fingertips and your torso. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Feel it come down your hips and your thighs, this golden beam of light. Feel it permeating every energetic aspect of yourself. Every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with the divine I am. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am peace. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. Feel it come down your knees and down your calves, down to your feet, to the soles of your feet, to the very center of the earth. Just see that golden beam of light go down to the very center of the earth. And everywhere this light touches brings you into complete alignment with the divine I am that is within you and within the world. Everywhere this light touches brings every energetic aspect of you and this world into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Go ahead and let the divine I am permeate every energetic aspect of yourself. Everywhere this light touches, it is I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Allow yourself to be in that state of being whole, perfect, complete, divine love, the embodiment of joy, lavish abundance, self-mastery, and peace. Does wholeness feel like to your physical body and your energetic body? Go ahead and feel it. Anchor it in. You are wholeness. What does perfectness feel like to your physical body and your energetic body? Go ahead and feel it. You are perfectness. Go ahead and anchor that in. What does completeness feel like to your physical body, to your energetic body? Go ahead and feel it. Feel completeness and anchor that in. What does divine love feel like to your energetic body and your physical body? Go ahead and feel it. Go ahead and anchor that in. What does joy feel like to your physical body and your energetic body? Go ahead and feel joy and anchor that in. What does lavish abundance feel like to your physical body and your energetic body? Go ahead and anchor that feeling in. What does self-mastery feel like to your energetic body and your physical body? Go ahead and feel self-mastery. And anchor that in. Feel like to your physical body and your energetic body. Go ahead and feel peace. And anchor that in. You are whole. You are perfect. You are complete. You are divine love. You are the embodiment of joy. You are lavish abundance. You are self-mastery. You hold and anchor this vibration throughout your day, throughout your entire life experience. Go ahead and breathe that into your physical body. Go ahead and breathe that into your energetic body. You are whole. You are perfect. You are complete. You are divine love. You are the embodiment of joy. You are lavish abundance. You are self-mastery. You are peace. Now see that golden beam of light make its way back to you from the center of the earth. See it coming through the earth's layers. And everywhere this light touches is I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel it come up through the soles of your feet, up your calves and your knees and your thighs. And everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Feel it come up your hips, your fingertips, up your arms, your torso, and everywhere this light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self mastery, I am peace. Feel that golden beam of light continue to go up your arms and your chest, up to your shoulders and your neck. And everywhere this golden light touches is, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love. I am the embodiment of joy. I am lavish abundance. I am self-mastery. I am peace. Feel it go up your face, up to your head, the crown of your head, up to the source of creation. Allow yourself to stay here for a moment and breathe in your wholeness, your perfectness, your completeness, your divine love, your embodiment of joy, your lavish abundance, your self-mastery, and your peace. Your beautiful, loving, divine expression of the divine I am. Awakening of who you really are. You are whole. You are perfect. You are complete. You are divine love. You are the embodiment of joy. You are lavish abundance. You are self-mastery. You are peace. Now take that golden beam of light and expand it out through your aura, through your bioenergetic field. Just let it expand and surround yourself. You are the embodiment of wholeness, perfectness, completeness. You are the embodiment of divine love. You are the embodiment of joy. You are lavish abundance. You are self-mastery. You are peace. Every energetic aspect of yourself radiates this divine I am. Every energetic aspect of yourself radiates this truth. Now expand that golden beam of light out to your family, to your community. And everywhere this light touches brings everything into energetic alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light out to the nation. And everywhere this light touches brings the nation into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now expand that golden beam of light throughout the world, completely surrounding the world. And everywhere this light touches brings the world into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am a lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Now see that golden beam of light, pulse that out into the universal field. Pulse sends out, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy, I am lavish abundance, I am self-mastery, I am peace. Father, Mother God, let the divine I am within us illuminate the world as we operate within the consciousness that you would have us operate in. Humanity and the world leaders are transformed and operate within the consciousness that you would have them operate in. Let everyone see themselves as whole, perfect, and complete into their appointed seat of power in self-mastery, of wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. There is healing and wholeness in our minds, bodies, and spirits. We declare healing and wholeness in our finances, and money is our service. We declare healing and wholeness in our relationships as they bring us into the full revelation of ourselves. We release what no longer serves us. Fear is dissolved. Doubt is dissolved. Resistance is dissolved. Feelings of undeservedness is dissolved. We feel the absolute knowing that all is well. The illumination of your grace fills us as we step into your dream for us. We surrender to you, God. We embody the wholeness, perfectness, and completeness of the I Am. And if there is anything missing from this prayer, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of the Christ, Amin, Ashe, and so it is.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Arlene. Are you? Did you want to share anything? How to contact you, where your YouTube pages are.
Yes. If anyone wants to listen to any of the recent episodes of the shows that have been on the Family Healing Circle, you can find us on Facebook under Family Healing Circle Media. You can also reach me at area code 973-885-6930. Again, that number is area code 973-885-6930. You can also reach me through Facebook or at Arlene Cahet. That's K-A-H-E-T. You can also reach me at my website, which is healingparadigms.com. That's ingparadigms.com. And this week, King and I are going to be on the Family Healing Circle this coming Thursday, and we are going to be talking about, are you living in a gilded cage? And my definition of a gilded cage is when you make excuses and you have the desire to be right about everything. And the number for that show is area code 646-929-0630. Again, that number is area code 646-929-0630. And the show will be starting at 7:00 on Thursday.
You say last part, I don't know, for some reason the song came out, guys, so...
Yes. The show "Are You Living in a Gilded Cage" is coming on at 7:00 on Thursday, and the number for that show is 646-929-0630.
All right. Thank you, Arlene. We appreciate you, and looking forward to all the great success in your shows. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for letting me be of service.
All right. Well, good morning, family. Welcome to the Love Journey. Yes, you tuned in to the Love Journey with your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Arlene Cahet. And I just want to stop and say, I give thanks for technology. So I was super, super, super envious of all of the comments that were going across Facebook about New Edition. And so one morning I got up early getting ready for the Love Journey. And somehow I stumbled on this page that had all three episodes of the New Edition BET show. Because you all know I don't have cable and I don't really watch TV. So it's no sense of paying a cable bill when you don't watch TV, right? So I was super, super envious because I love New Edition coming up. So I got the opportunity to see it, right, family? I just want to give thanks to technology. And so I got super excited because New Edition was my very, very first date I went on. It was a concert. Can you imagine that? I went on a concert with a guy. I was about 15 years old at the time, and New Edition had opened up for Rick James. So that show just super excited me because it took me back to my childhood. And it was the very second concert that I went to, because the first concert I went to was Slade, A Touch of Love. And they were the first people I saw in a concert when I was maybe about 13, 12. My sister took me to a concert, and it was Slade. And so today, family, I bring to the Love Journey, as we transition into the lifestyle of the rich and not so famous, Slade, A Touch of Love. And family, let me just say this before I put it on. Was super excited about the New Edition show because it really, I mean, when I tell you I was sitting here like a little kid watching it and doing, and then you should see me getting up doing the little moves. it was just super exciting. So today, family, I bring to you A Touch of Love as we transition into a lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. A Touch of Love.
Thank you.
to touch the love that slays. Welcome to the love journey. And I am Janine Ingram. This is your love experience with me. Yes, I'm super excited about the lifestyle of the rich and natural famous. But of course, we're going to start off with the science of mind reading. And I just want to remind you, family, that we're really making some strides in this world. I mean, truly making some strides. Anytime life is doing what it's doing with technology, and I just was thanking God. I mean, literally, I was sitting on really with envy. I was like, oh, I want to see now. I was thinking to myself, now I should really have cable, right? But I was super excited when I got to see. And what's interesting is Brenton took my phone and put it on a 50-inch screen so I could see the whole thing, and I was just super excited. I'm still super excited, family, about seeing the new edition story. It was really, really good to me, and I just want to say I give thanks for technology. All right, but the science of the mind today say you exist so that this power may have another, a unique outlet for its expression. You didn't realize that you have a purpose? Today is about the law of mind. We must all learn so to control the inner life that outside things do not make an impression upon our mentality. We should expect the best and so live that the best way may become a part of our experience. You see, frequently Ernest Holmes referred to one of the activities of the infinite mind as the law of cause and effect. Many phrases help describe this as we turn to God. God turns to us. What goes around comes around. As a man thinketh, so is he, just to name a few. As well as the vast creativity of the mind of God, there's an element of it that automatically responds in kind to the nature of our thoughts, hence the law of mind. What does this mean? Essentially, it means that the ways in which we think will return to us as some form or condition in our lives. Let me say that again. What does this mean? Essentially, it means that the way we think will return to us in some form or condition in our lives. In other words, our lives will be about what we expect them to be. Are we thoughtful? Are we optimistic? Are we ready to participate? Are we expecting great things? If so, we will generally find these positive outcomes reflected in our days. On the other hand, if we are critical, negative, and down on ourselves and others, our days will generally reveal gloomy, unsatisfying situations. Obviously, it becomes very important to be attentive to the working of our mind so that we can consciously engage the mind of God in the most uplifting, creative response. Daily, we can scan our thinking patterns to make sure they work for our good, to live happy, productive lives, lives that are under our control. It is definitely worth the effort. And family, I cannot tell you the power of watching and scanning your thoughts. This is me talking to you. And I want to say to you, I learned this being here on the Love Journey. So Super Janine, she gives this great assignment, has everybody look and take a little small pad and keep it in their pocket. And every time they have negative thoughts or some critical thoughts, they was to put checks. So, of course, every assignment I give, I do it too, right? Oh, my God. I had this super idea thinking Janine was this most positive, amazing person. Not to say I'm not amazing. And not to say in some aspects I wasn't positive. But I was a positive to other people, baby. But what I was saying to myself was ridiculous. It was heart-wrenching. I did not realize how many negative thoughts and things I said to myself throughout the day. Some days more than others. Don't let me be in one of them moods, you know, in the moon time of my life, and I wake up and try to put some clothes on, and it just didn't seem to fit right, and oh, my God, and I just went to a space, and oh, my God. It really was a very good assignment that changed my life when I start monitoring and scanning the thoughts that I had about myself or period. But most of the thoughts that I had that were not positive were mostly thoughts about me. It wasn't about other people. And what was so amazing, it was I couldn't believe how positive and amazing I was to other people and not to myself. Watch your thoughts, sounding. So here's the affirmation for today. I am the place where God stands forth in the world as myself. I am focused upon my thoughts. I am focused upon my thought patterns. And I engage the infinite mind in the healthiest, most creative ways. Albert Einstein always said, I know I say this a lot, family, because I'm a big Albert Einstein fan. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, Asia, and I was telling her, we were talking about God. I said, baby, I never learned God the way I learned God through science. I said, when we really look at science, science is God. The law of cause and effect, the physics laws, these things are all just God. It's just energy and God. And I've never understood the energy of God more than reading Albert Einstein and studying Albert Einstein. We are really, really gods and goddesses. We are really powerful creators. Whether we create what we love or whether we create what we don't, we still created it. And the power we have to create our lives, the frequency we operate on. See, I thought when I was growing up in the church, and I'm going to get to the lifestyle of rich and not so famous in a minute. I thought when I was growing up in the church, I just needed to be a good person. I just need to tithe, and then everything is going to be good. But that's not true. Life doesn't operate on being a good person. Life operates on the frequency, the energy that we put out. I can do all the great things and do all the things great, but if my energy is negative, when Reverend Ike used to say we can be morally right, but yet have a terrible life, I didn't really get it. Because then when I was a little girl, I thought it really meant that, and I'm not saying don't do the right thing. I'm saying conjunction with it, you have to have the great energy. You've got to operate on frequencies that are higher in order to manifest and to create the life that you want. And it's more about our frequency and our energy in terms of magnetizing. So I just want to throw that in. Maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But as we move into the day, I just want you to monitor your thoughts. Monitoring your thoughts. And when you find yourself saying things to yourself that is not the most positive, or you find yourself in the critical, shift that energy and shift that thought back to, I only want to think the thoughts of God. That was Albert Einstein. He said that, he said millions of times a day. And he said with the thoughts of God, he became one with the mind of God, and that was how he became the genius that he is today, or known as the genius he is today, was through the idea of thinking only the thoughts of God. All right, family, we're going to move right into our lifestyle of the rich and not so famous. I'm super excited about this. Talk about this. Why are there not more female billionaires? Isn't that interesting? In 2017, why are there not more female billionaires? Seriously, do you know there are 1,810 billionaires in the world? And only 167 of them are women. It is 2017, and women have been in the workforce for decades. Women are CEOs, chairwomen of the board. They founded successful companies, and yet only a small fraction of them have achieved the elusive 10-figure net worth. What's up with that, family? Even worse, research and trends show that progress for women hoping to climb to the highest rung on the corporate ladder is showing basically after making big strides in the 80s and 90s, the number of women that's cracking the glass ceiling of even the 1% earners has slowed down. Women are just 16% of the 1% of people who even earn $390,000 or more. Now, that was really interesting. Did you realize that only 1% of our population earn $390,000 or more? 1%. So that means the 1,816 people, they got to be less than the 1% when you just put them in the class, and then you go to your millionaires. And then you got 16% of the 1%. So if we break down, 16% of the 1%, now the 1% of people make, this is about the people in the world population making 390,000 or more. And 16% of the people make 390,000, and the rest either are millionaires and billionaires. That number has remained basically unchanged over the past decade. Even worse, of the top 0.1%, women account for just 11% to be considered the top 0.1% income. So 1.32 million or more, the higher you go in income, the lower the number of women that are there. Isn't that interesting? The millionaire and billionaire club is still predominantly male. The female billionaire population is only growing half as fast as the male billionaire population across the globe. The number of women that are worth $30 million or more decreased last year, while the number of men worth that or more increased. Now, for every Sarah Blakely and Oprah Winfrey, there are way more Travis Kalanick, Joe Gabbias, Mark Zuckerberg, Evan Spiegel, Peter Thiel, Mark Benioff, and so on and on and on and on. You get my point? Women are still cracking the glass ceiling, or maybe the diamond ceiling, especially in the United States, just not in the big numbers. In 2000, there were 11 female billionaires in the world. In 2000, there were only 11 female billionaires. Today, there are 167. At the current pace, it would take about 100 years for us to equal the number of women to men in billionaire population. But now we have 167 female billionaires across the world. Sadly, without wealth inherited from family or spouses, the number of females in the billionaire club is even smaller. Of the 167 billionaires that are women, just 49 are self-made. So that means the other inherited their wealth. 49 are self-made, and the wealthiest self-made woman in the U.S. at the moment, besides Oprah, is a lady named Diane Hendricks, who has a net worth of family. Oh, no, she is the number one. Diane Hendricks is number one in America. Diane Hendricks, who has a net worth of $4.9 billion. Oprah is the second wealthiest woman with a net worth of $3.2 billion. Wow, she has surpassed Oprah's. Now, why are there so few women at the top list, the wealthiest people in the world? The answer is not as simple as you might think. Sure, inherent bias against women plays a part, but it isn't a large part. There are a lot of factors, but in terms of the recent explosion of billionaires and technology, let's look at math and science programs that entice young women to get more involved in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, will likely increase the number of female billionaires in the decade to come. What do you think? So, which brings me to the point of who we're going to talk about today. I just wanted to read that little excerpt before we went in to who we're going to talk about today, which is the wealthiest female self-made billionaire in America right now is Diane Hendricks. She's from Wisconsin. Diane Hendricks' net worth, Diane Hendricks is an American, come on computer, she is an American businesswoman who has a net worth of $4.9 billion family, currently based in Afton, Wisconsin. Diane Hendricks is the CEO and owner of ABC Supply. ABC is the largest roofing, siding, and windows distributor in the United States currently. She is the richest woman in Wisconsin, and in addition for running ABC, she is also very involved in politics, film producing. She produced the film The Stony of Soraya M. and An American Carol. Among others, she was the largest single donor to Governor Scott Walker's reelection campaign in Wisconsin, giving him a whopping $510,000 to the political politician, and appearing in a controversial advertising with him as well. She is the underwriter for the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network and sits on a board of multiple foundations, including the Beloit Foundation, the Hendricks Family Foundation, which she founded with her late husband in order to manage their philanthropic work. That is who we're talking about today. And guess what? Well, we may not like the new president-elect, but guess what? She's part of his Economic Advisory Team. And what is either a sincere attempt to add the knowledge and expertise of a self-made female billionaire to his inner circle or a calculated move to appear to be more diverse, Donald Trump has announced Diane Hendricks will join his 13-person Economic Advisory Team. Yes, it was in a very early August that Donald Trump released the names of the members of his team. One quick look at the list and it became quickly apparent that the all-male team comprised of Wall Street moguls, fellow billionaires, and one professional poker player, not a joke, seriously, family, might not exactly give voters the impression the Trump campaign was hoping for, but that's what it was. Even the intent was just to use her as a ploy to seem more politically correct. Hendricks will nevertheless be a valuable member of the Economic Advisory Team. The daughter of two dairy farmers is the richest self-made woman currently, with a net worth, again, family, of $4.9 billion, and her wealth is growing. She and her husband, the late Ken Hendricks, started their own company back in 1982. Hendricks sold custom homes, and Ken was a roofing contractor. Together, the two of them went into business. Their roofing supply company, ABC Supply, became a massive success, making over $4.6 billion in revenue in 2013 alone. Not only did Hendricks help build ABC Supply over the decades, but she was able to keep the business going despite a number of personal and professional crises. Her husband, Ken Hendricks, died suddenly in a freak accident in 2007, leaving the company and his seven children under the sole care of his wife. She was soon faced with a number of offers from others to buy out the company. The offers must have been tempting as the 2008 financial crisis loomed. But guess what? Hendricks did not waver. She kept the company and has been overseeing its continual growth ever since as chairman and co-founder. Her tenacity and her keen eye for good business deals will likely serve Trump well, both during his campaign, and if he makes it all the way to the Oval Office, where we know he did, family, we know he made it all the way to the Oval Office. And I just want to say today's self-made billionaire is Diane Hendricks from Wisconsin, Afton, Wisconsin. What an interesting process to think. I was surprised to read that there were only 49 self-made billionaires. That's a really interesting concept. And so today, family, what does it really mean to make 10 figures? Have we really given ourselves permission? And that's what I want to talk about before we get off. And then we're going to listen to a six-minute excerpt of, you know, our main man, Reverend Ike. He's going to talk about prosperity is an inside job. Prosperity, family, is an inside job. So have we given ourselves permission to break that diamond ceiling? Have we given ourselves permission to stand in our own glory and know that God is always, always right there with us, wherever we are? Have we given ourselves permission to just live in our own gifts and talents? And what does it mean to give ourselves permission? What does it mean to really stand in our own gifts and know that we deserve? It has to be something with that deserving thing. I heard the richest black man in America at the Youth Summit say over and over again, if he didn't say it 10, he said it 20 times, "You are enough. You are enough." Every question ended with, "You are enough." Why is it that he felt the need to remind us that we are enough? Is it somewhere that we don't feel deserving of the kind of life that we know we should have? Is there something inside of us that is not connected in that one piece that says we deserve it? I Ayana Vincent once said, I gave myself permission to feel and experience all my emotions. In order to do that, I had to stop being afraid to feel. In order to do that, I taught myself to believe that no matter what I felt or what happened when I felt it, I would be okay. It's time to give yourself permission. It's time to give yourself permission to even treat yourself well. You may have big dreams. You feel that you have a big purpose. You know that you can make a massive, major difference in the world. But there's just one problem. You haven't given yourself permission to do it yet. That's right. Permission. I meet many people who think that they needed permission from someone else in order to live their dreams. It's like they've been waiting around for some board of approvals to say, go for it. It's okay for you to shine. It's okay for you to stand in your light. The thing is, the world will very rarely give you permission to do anything other than just fit in. Your family may want you to stay the same, to not rock that boat. And so timidly you choose to grow but not too much or too fast. Timidly you don't want to rock the boat. But here's the thing. Screw that boat. It's time to name it, claim it, own it as your own. It's time to name it, claim it as your own. It's time to know that you deserve and you have permission to shine. You have permission to shine from your creator. Now it's time to claim it for yourself. It's about taking your power back, family. How many of us are stuck because we don't want to rock the boat? It's okay to go for it. It's okay to shine. And the thing is, the world will very rarely give you permission to do anything other than just fit in. You don't want to be judged selfish, huh? You just want to get along and go along, right? But the problem is each day there's a little voice, that little voice that whispers to you there's something more. Ooh, there's something more, there's something more. But you don't have permission from the tribe or the family, so you stay small. You keep playing a small money game. You keep playing a small game. That is until one day there's so much pain that you are forced to wake up. It's like life is saying grow or die. And so timidly you choose to grow, but not too much or too fast because you don't want to rock the boat. You have a gift to give to the world. You have a new, unique voice and a talent that can not only improve your life, but the lives of others. Your playing small does not serve the world. Your playing small doesn't serve any of us. You playing small doesn't serve you. You are meant far more than that. Playing small doesn't serve me or anyone else you can help because we need you to play a bigger game. That's how you change. We need you to play a bigger game. Instead of not rocking the boat, decide to make waves. So here's the good news. I'm going to say it in large caps if I can, because it's really good news. And I want you to really think about what I'm about to say. And I want you to own this when I say it. And I want you to listen with all intent to it. The only person's permission you need to shine is your own. The only person's permission you need to shine is your own. It's time to shine, family. It's time to name it, claim it, and own it as your own. You don't owe anyone an explanation about why you want to be happy. You don't owe anybody an explanation about anything. But you do have to take care of yourself and plus set boundaries. It's time. It's your time. You only need your own permission. So if that were the case, what do you need to do to shine today, family? Tell me, what permission are you going to give yourself starting right now? Because you already got permission from God, the Creator. You already got God's permission to shine. Now you got to claim it for yourself, family. And so as we begin to listen to Reverend Ike, I want you to think about this. It's your time to shine, family. And you don't need nobody else's permission. Baby, you don't need nobody's permission to shine but your own. Stop trying to not rock the boat because we need you, family. We need you to stop playing that small game. We need you to play a bigger game in life today. We need you to play a bigger game. It's time to stretch and grow. Life is an inside job. Stop looking for outside validation to be who you came to the planet to be. You don't need nobody else's permission to do you, only your own permission. You don't need nobody else's permission for you to shine, family. And so as we listen to Reverend Knight talk about prosperity, it's a five-minute clip. Prosperity is an inside job. But I like to leave you with this one thought. Life is really an inside job. You know, we go about chasing everything in life because we've been learned to be so busy doing, thinking we got to chase everything in life. Family, life is not meant for you to chase it. Life isn't meant for you to allow it, receive, and just stand in the glory of who you are. You see, when God created you, God took itself. God took itself and said, let me fashion myself and send it to the planet. And then when God, because with all the things God created, God looked at the earth, created all these beautiful things. But when God created you, God said, I outdid myself now because I put my greatest miracle on the planet. I put my greatest miracle and called it you on the planet, family. God was super excited. God was so super excited when you came to the planet. Because now God has another way to shine. And guess what? We keep on praying about things and praying and praying, but God is praying. All God's saying is just get out the way and let me shine through you. Let me shine through you. God is praying you get out your own way, praying that you will allow God to sign. So would you give God your sacred yes today? Would you give God your sacred yes, the permission to do your stuff, God? You see, I get up every morning and I look in the mirror and you know what I do? I say, come on, God, do your stuff, because I know God's stuff is amazing. I know what God will do through me is so much more amazing than my own thoughts. Family, prosperity really is an inside job. Money is an inside job. Love, inside job, baby. Family, this is the secret to success, and it's in the Bible, and Reverend Ike going to say it to you too. This is, and I'll never forget, and I'm going to tell you this story real quick, and then I'm going to play Reverend Ike. I was sitting in the middle of my bed. I was like, God, I said, I do all the right stuff, God. I pay my, I do this and do this, and I don't get it, God. I'm not getting it. And, baby, God took me to the scripture, Matthew 6. I never forget. Seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and then I will draw all things unto you. That thing blew my mind. I said, God, where is God? And God said, where is God back? I said, am I God? God said, yes, you God, you me, I am you, we are one. So if you seek yourself, then all the righteousness will come. So what is righteousness, God? This is what I'm saying to God. And God said, do you know what all your righteousness is? All your righteousness is your gifts and your talents. Seek ye the kingdom of God. Seek ye yourself. Seek thyself. And all his righteousness, meaning seek all of yourself and all of the gifts and talents that were placed inside of you and build on your gifts and your talents. Horn in and make your talents and gifts. And all the righteousness, that's all your righteousness. All your righteousness is all the things that make you uniquely you. What makes you uniquely you. How you, if you're a speaker, how you can stand on the stage and do what you do the way you can do it. In the only way that you can do it. That's your gift and that's your talent. Maybe you write or maybe you draw, maybe you, whatever you are, but that's your gifts and talents. So God said, if you seek ye the kingdom of God, if you seek and master oneself, and then you, I will draw all things unto you. What does that mean? God didn't say you had, if you seek me, seek the kingdom of God or seek yourself. It doesn't mean, and then I will draw all things unto you. It doesn't mean that you have to work hard for it. It means, draw means to what? If you look up the word draw, it's like a magnet. I will magnetize. You will draw to you. You will. It will just come to you. You don't got to work hard. You don't have to chase it. What your work is on the planet is to master self and everything inside of you and all its righteousness. The word tells us that I'll never forget that. If you, and Jim Rohn told us that in essence in the book, Millionaires Win a Conversation. He said if we worked on ourselves like we worked a job, we'd be millionaires and billionaires in 5 years. Why is that the hardest thing on the planet to do is to work self? Why is it so much easier to, and I'm not saying don't get up and go to your jobs. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying spend time mastering yourself and your and build your craft and the things that you have while you're working so that you can present yourself to the world and then let yourself shine in the way that your gifts and talents are meant to shine, in the way your gifts and talents are meant to shine in the world. Now, that doesn't look the same for everybody. That's why you're seeking inside yourself. That's why you're seeking yourself. And when you recognize yourself as the gods and goddesses that you are, this is my last point. I'm going to make it, then I'm going to put on Reverend, I guess, a 6 minutes, then I'm going to let you go. The last thing I said to Prince when I was interviewing Prince on commercial radio, because on commercial radio you got times and you got to get up, so you get to get it in and get it out. You don't got a whole lot for conversation. So I said, Prince, what is the one thing you want people, you want everybody to leave with as we end this interview here? I was super excited, right? And he said, you know, Prince is profound. And I got it, and I don't know how many people in the audience got it, but I was really loving it. I said, I wish I had more time. He said, when one master discovers and loves oneself, one discovers God. Let me say that again to you, family. When one masters, loves, and discovers oneself, one discovers God. One finds God. Now, that's a profound statement. Especially coming from a Jehovah's Witness, you know, because that was his practice and culture coming up as a Jehovah's Witness. So I was like, wow. When one master discover and love oneself, then you discover God. And that's something I want you to think about, family. And so this is Prosperity is an Inside Job by Reverend Knight.
Hey, Knight, what do you want to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
And this is why God wants you to prosper and to be in health, to be in total well-being, even as your soul prospers. Let's talk about that statement for a moment. As your soul prospers, even as your inner man prospers. This tells us something, that prosperity is an inside job. I wish I had that tape here by Reverend Ike. Reverend Ike did a talk on that subject. Prosperity is an inside job, and this is what this tells us. In order for your life, your affairs to prosper, your soul or your inner man must prosper. Say with me again, prosperity is an inside job. So we're here talking about prosperity because we want to experience more and more prosperity. So then we realize that this is an inside job that we've got to do. You see, too many times we think that prosperity and success are outside jobs, and we sometimes work on the outer so hard. Don't worry. Come right back and remember what? Prosperity is an inside job. The soul must prosper. Right back to the words of Jesus, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right action, and then all these things shall be added unto you. In other words, your mind must prosper before your behind can prosper. That's the way I talk in New York. A prosperous mind makes a prosperous behind. But too many times you see people are so busy they work the behind to death. Two and three jobs, and yet they're still two steps behind the bill collector. First, the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of the mind, and its right action. And then all things shall be added unto you. Yes? Physical good health is even an inside job. All the good that I desire is an inside job. Say that. All the good that I desire is an inside job. And that's why we need to go to meetings and seminars and workshops like this. That's why we need to buy these books. That's why we need to buy these tapes. Because they help us to do our inside work. Many times I jog with the cassettes playing into my ear through an earphone. I got up early this morning and turned on one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Last thing last night, I listened to one of Reverend Ike's tapes. Sometimes I ride right up to the meetings listening to the tapes. Why? I'm working on my inner man, working on the soul. So start working on the inside and knowing that whatever kind of good that you want, it's an inside job. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll get busy working, there are a number of ways that you can work on the inner man. We work on the inner man by affirmation, such as we've been doing all day long. By saying the good that you desire to be, to do, and to have. Because what you say is what you get. Not just out of the mouth, it must be said where? From the heart. You must say it until your very heart, your very mind, your very feeling nature begins to say it. Visualization is another great technique for working on the inner man. Because it can be also said, what you see is what you get. Say that. What you see is what you get. So write down this question for self-interrogation. How do I see myself? Now, you've got to deal with that. In the first session, we gave you two more questions that were similar to that. What do I think about myself and how do I feel about myself? Now, deal with it from the point of, how do I see myself? Say that.
How do I see myself?
And here's another twist to the same question. What do I see myself being, doing, and having? Let's have it.
How do I see myself?
You've got to really deal with that. And then immediately begin to see and to think and to feel yourself being, doing, and having the good that you desire. And get that inner man, that inner vision, that inner feeling, that inner mind in tune and working and prepared. Let your soul prosper. Let the inner man prosper. I want to quote from Reverend Ike again. I don't know why I'm always quoting that Reverend Ike. But he says this, if you want something, first get it in your mind. If you want something, first get it in your mind.
All right, family. If you want something, first get it in your mind. My grandmother used to say, you got to see your way through it. You got to see your way through it. You got to see it in your mind's eye, family. Life, love, all good things, all things, anything is an inside job. And so that's the end of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous today. This is my end piece. And if there's any questions, comments, or concerns, or if you'd like to add to the conversation, anything, let's do it, family. Star 6 or push the number 1. Let's talk about it, family. Life, prosperity is an inside job. Have we given ourselves permission to allow our light to shine? All right, no questions, no comments or concerns. Just a reminder, February is our love month, forgiveness month. We're going to be doing some releasing, letting go, and loving in February. So, you know, we got the book. I hope you had the opportunity to download it. It's a free PDF. Thanks to Minetti. She sent it out and gave it to me, and I'm super excited about sharing it. Free PDF from Louise Hay, 21 Days to Self-Healing. But it's mirror work, family, mirror work. And you thought when we got up every morning doing the love soak, looking in the mirror and doing our love soak, you thought I was having a 1-800 line hook me up, but I was really hooking you up to the soul, yes, hooking you up to the soul of healing. And let me tell you, there's no healing like the mirror work. So 21 days, family, and I'm going to add the last 7 days of things we're going to do. So we're going to be bringing our mirrors, our journals, our pens, and with those things, we're going to be talking about that mirror work. And we're going to do the exercises, the meditation, the questions, the journaling piece, and the mirror work. That's going to be powerful. 21 Days to Self-Healing. It's a free PDF with Louise Hay. If you didn't get it or you didn't see it and you haven't saw it, please let me know and let me show you where to get it and walk you through it, or I can send you a PDF version from email. But let me know. So I want to make sure we all got this book, Louise Hay, 21 Days Self-Healing. It's a free PDF, and it's all about the mirror work. We're going to be doing the mirror work, family. And guess what? We're going to talk about the father wound, healing that father wound, healing the inner man. Do you know, people don't really realize that the wounds of our fathers, that every man we meet is a reflection of our own inner man. And every female that we meet, every woman we meet is a reflection of the woman that we are on the inside. So we're going to talk about healing that father wound that first week, full week, and then the second week is going to be totally about the mother wound, healing the mother wound, and guess what? Relationships. We're going to talk about relationships that next week, marriage relationships, navigating through relationships, and anointing ourselves and understanding how to move through those. So we're going to bring couples on. We're going to talk about, we're going to have a great lineup of conversation, healing and loving, and talking about that father wound, mother wound, and relationships and healing with the mirror work. We got a lot going on in February. I'm super excited. Invite a friend and let them know so the healing can begin. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, star 6 again on the teleconference line and press the 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine in Ingram. Looking forward to this phenomenal, amazing opportunity to bring more healing and more information, more modalities to our lives so that we can experience a more healthy, fulfilled, sound life, actually standing in our own light and purpose. And family, I just want to remind you today that you came to the planet to shine your light. And you really are a gift to the planet, family. You specifically, you are a gift. And what you do with your life, that is a gift to the planet. And so I want you to think about how you navigate through life. And I want you to choose love, because when you look at life, love really is the only choice, family. I want you to dream your God-sized dreams, but I also want you to live them. It's important that we live them. And remember, you are God's greatest miracle on the planet. We need you to stand in your shine today. Stand in your shine today. Because nobody can do it like you can do it. You see, nobody can do it quite like you. Nobody can do it quite like you. Are you ready, family? Are you ready? Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, family, I'm going to play Mesa. I'm super excited to bring to you all the great lineup we have again for the month of February. Please get your PDF book. please get your Louise Hay book, invite a friend, family, and let them know that we're going to be healing. I want you to invite a friend for February. Good morning, 904. You're available.
Great day. How do you acquire the download for the PDF book?
All right. Well, I'll send it to you. It's on Facebook. You can go to Louise Hay,
okay.
But I'll make it simple and send it to you. I have your email address.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
You're welcome. Thank you for peace and blessings to you, too. Thank you for tuning into the Love Journey this morning.
That's my day starter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't start a day without it. Even on the weekends, I start it.
All right. It's always a blessing to hear your voice. I love you as well. All right, that was Amir J. Otto Price, family, all the way from Florida. All right, this is Nisha tuned in to the Love Journey. Keep your head to the sky. Yes. Remember, nobody can do it like yourself. Nobody.
causing anyone any pain.
All right, family. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey. It has been a blast to be right here with you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, family. And have a great day as we move into this beautiful day. Remember, God is amazing.
At this point in my life, I just want to have fun. And I want to be free spiritually. I have grown, and I know I have a long way to go. But what I do know right now is that God is amazing, and the universe is amazing, and there's so much out there for all of us. So we never have to worry and shed a tear. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life.
Have a great day, family. Love you.